Tom Johnson of the Better Business Bureau for the scams and spams of the week. Good morning, Tom. It's another day and another dozen messages saying there's something wrong with my iCloud account. Do you hear a lot about this?
Bob, good morning. And yes, it is becoming a regular fixture of almost daily email. Were you going to notice saying that your iCloud has been suspended? We can no longer, it's completely full. You need to do something about it now. Your Netflix has been suspended, your Amazon account, your bank account. This has just become such a common tool now. Mm-hmm. And it's effective, unfortunately, but people are getting wiser and wiser. But in the meantime, it has taken a toll.
Yeah, don't click. Let's talk about the police impersonation scam. It seems like there are many of these in different areas of Chicago. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is they've been working down south, and they have been in our area. All suburbs have been hit by this. Chicago's been hit by this. If you get a call, what they're doing is telling you you have to pay an immediate fine. You didn't show up for jury duty, or you have a ticket, and they use some type of threat to get you to make an immediate payment. If you move before you think, you really can get scared and said, oh, I didn't mean not to pay that, and send scammers money. So be very careful. The best thing to do is to hang up the phone and say, I'll call back in a few minutes, and make sure you go online and get the actual police department to call. Of course, that's when you find out it's been a fraud. But these are even getting more notorious, Bob, because they're actually looking up names of local police before they call. So they're using the name of a real officer.
Getting more sophisticated. What happened to the retired Chicago police officer who lost his life savings in a scam?
Well, this is one of those instances where it's really a sad story. Scammers started getting into the account and writing withdrawal slips and literally going into the bank physically to steal money out of her account. And what happened is the learning lesson for all of us is make sure you check your accounts monthly. Take 5 minutes. Look over that checking account or any other account that you have coming in, because a lot of banks have a rule that you have to report a scam within 30 days. In this case, they've been sneaking money out of the account for several months, tens of thousands of dollars, and and it was only discovered late. And the same holds true sometimes for credit card charges. You may sign up for something and start getting charged monthly, and you don't notice until 6 months later. Credit card lookbacks, in most cases, only go back 3 months. So if they've been charging you for 8 months, you may lose 5 months of that money.
Right. Eventually, spring will be here, and so will the home improvement scams. What do we need to watch out for, Tom?
Well, believe it or not, next week is Storm Preparedness Week in Illinois. And it's because, as we all know the old saying, March can come in like a lamb and go out like a lion, or vice versa. This is the transition, and I think we've all felt it this week in Chicago and every other place around our area. That you can get these really warm temperatures. You could have a big rainstorm and flooding, or you could have high winds, or you could have a snowstorm. Anything can happen this time of year. And so it's preparedness week. So people are urged to have a kit together in case the lights go out, that type of thing, in case you lose power. And also put a kit together about possible contractors in case you have storm damage. And you really want to look up, research some companies in case you have some type of damage so you know who to call. Because in these storms, people will flock into the neighborhood, either substandard contractors in many cases or outright scammers, and they will try to take the money and run.
Also, before we let you go, Tom, we should mention March 6th is Slam the Scam Day, and this is information from the Social Security Administration, isn't it?
It is indeed. So SLAM, the scam, is meant to clamp down because Social Security fraud can be one of the most devastating frauds out there. And more as people are able to hack computers and have data breaches, Social Security numbers become more frequently hacked and attacked. And that can literally take tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars away from you. And also, they can contact you and say, we got a problem with your Social Security account. Call now or all payments are suspended. Again, another type of scam, just like the one you mentioned. And the next thing, you're handing over information, and the more they get, the more they can take.
Be careful out there. Tom Johnson, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Tom. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.